Good afternoon, everyone. Good Chodesh. For today, I wanted to take a break from our regularly scheduled programming, discussing some topics in Parshas HaShavua, and talk actually about Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, considering that today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. It's a very interesting topic to consider the relationship between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni as part of the Shana Me'uberes, the leap year that we're experiencing this year, where we have 13 months because of the doubling of Chodesh Adar. So the first thing to note is that there are conflicting implications throughout Shas as to whether the general Stam Adar, the Ikar Adar, the primary Adar, is Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. There's a Gemara in Nedarim that discusses how to write the month Adar in various shtaros. And the Gemara quotes the position of Rabbi Yehuda, according to which we paskin, that for shtaros, the Stam Adar is going to be Adar Rishon. So that would mean that if I had a shtar, let's say a ksuba, I would write, if it were Adar Rishon, I would just write Adar, and then if it were Adar Sheni, I would write Adar Sheni. Now, as an aside, even though we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that the Stam Adar for Shtaros is Adar Rishon, nonetheless, Lamaisa, we actually have the practice to write both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. I was actually at a wedding last night, so I had the Ksuba as the date of the Ksuba was for the first day of the first day of Adar Rishon, Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, so it was actually very interesting to see. Yom Shloshim L'Chodesh Vat, Shuhu Rosh Chodesh L'Adar HaRishon. So even though we practice Lamaisa that we write both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, nonetheless, fundamentally, we really hold the Me'ikar Hadin, the Stam Adar for Shtaros, is going to be Adar Rishon, and therefore you would only have to say Adar within Adar Rishon. So from that halacha, it seems to emerge that the primary Adar, the objective Adar, so to speak, is Adar Rishon, whereas Adar Sheni is the doubling month, the added on additional month. However, when it comes to other dinim that we find in the Gemara, there seems to be a lot of evidence that the exact opposite is true, that Stam Adar is not Adar Rishon, but rather Adar Sheni. First and foremost, of course, pertains to the halachos of Purim. So we know from the Gemara and Megillah, that Vav Amud Beis and Zayin Amud Aleph, that according to the opinion that we paskin like, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we practice the halachos of Purim only in Adar Sheni. We read the Megillah in Adar Sheni, we do Matanos Lavionim in Adar Sheni, Mishloach Manos, those are the two that are mentioned in the Gemara, we also do Mashloach Manos and Tzudas Purim also only in Adar Sheni. It happens to be that there's a machlokas in the Rishonim as to whether there is a, whether we have, well, everyone agrees that there's Isser Hesped Vitainis in even in Adar Rishon for Purim Katan. And there's also a machlokas whether we should have some mishta and simcha. But nonetheless, everyone agrees that according to the way that we paskin, we practice the halachos of Purim only in Adar Sheni. And if that's the case, perhaps it would seem to emerge that Adar Sheni seems to be the primary Adar of the two Adars within a leap year. In addition to that, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yot Tes Amud Beis that speaks about how the Sanhedrin and the Shluchim used to go about their practices during a Shana Me'uberes. Of course, each month when we used to have Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, where we would sanctify the months based on testimony as to the new moon. There wasn't some objective calendar that was predetermined, but rather each month was decided upon its own, upon the reappearance of the moon each month. That was how Rosh Chodesh was set, based on the testimony of two witnesses who saw the reappearance of the moon. So of course, there used to be the sending out of shluchim, of messengers, throughout all of Eretz Yisrael to let everyone know when the new month was, and that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses. And in that context, the Gemara says that Adar Rishon is called the Chodesh HaIbor. That's what so the Chodesh HaIbor, the additional month that's added to the 12 months, the 13th month, so to speak, is Adar Rishon. And if that's the case, then it seems like the primary Adar is Adar Sheni. So just to review, just from a few places scattered among Shas, we have conflicting implications as to which is the primary Adar. Is the primary Adar, the Stam Adar, the objective Adar, is it Adar Rishon, the way we paskin for Shtaros, that you would write only Adar when it's Adar Rishon in a Shtar? Or is the Stam Adar Adar Sheni, which seems to be consistent with the implications from the Gemara and Megillah, that we practice the Halachos of Purim only in Adar Sheni, and the fact that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Adar Rishon is called the Chodesh HaIbor, which implies that the regular Adar is going to be Adar Sheni. So how are we to resolve these conflicting implications in the Gemara as to which is the Stam Adar? Is it Adar Rishon? Is it Adar Sheni? So seemingly there could be two general approaches to solving this question. The first would be that we're going to maintain the assumption that there is an objective Adar, and therefore, whatever dinim, all of the dinim should follow that objective Adar, meaning to say as follows, that when you have dinim that need to, that pertain to Chodesh Adar, you're going to practice them within the objective Adar. And if you find certain dinim that you practice not in the Stam Adar, but rather in the secondary additional Adar, so you'll have to come up with some justification for that variation from the norm. The second approach is to say, is just to reject the assumption that there's an objective Adar. Maybe this whole notion of there being a Stam Adar is just, it just doesn't exist. There is no objective Adar. Rather, you have to take it on a case-by-case basis. And each din is going to be decided based on its particularities. So if the particularities of the din suggest that the din should be practiced in Adar Rishon, then you'll practice it in Adar Rishon. If the particularity suggests that it belongs in Adar Sheni, then you'll practice it in Adar Sheni. There's really no answer to the question of whether there is an objective Adar. So these two approaches actually seem to come out of the different positions in the Achronim. If you look at the Levush, so the Levush all over Arachayim seems to convey the approach that there is an objective Adar, and that Adar happens to be Adar Sheni. So let's quote just some evidence from the Levush that supports that opinion that the objective Adar is Adar Sheni. Number one, the Levush tells us that Adar Rishon is Tashlumin. That sounds like Adar Rishon is something additional that you add to Adar Sheni in order to fill in the year so that we have the spring come later, so that we have Chodesh Nisan come later. The second proof from the Levush is that at one point he says that Adar Rishon is not even Miseder Chodshei Hashana, that there are 12 months to every year. That doesn't change from year to year based on whether you have a leap year or not. Just in a leap year, you add an additional month in order to kind of delay the year. But that month that you add in order to make the year into a leap year is not even part of the monthly cycle. So that would also suggest that if the Adar Rishon is not Miseder Chodshei Hashana, so it seems like according to the Levush that the objective Adar is Adar Sheni. Thirdly, and this is very significant, the Levush feels comfortable proving from the Gemara in Megillah that we practice Hilchos Purim only in Adar Sheni, that in truth Adar Sheni is the Ikar Adar. So the Levush says all over the place, once, twice, three times, that from the fact that we only read the Megillah on Adar Sheni, that proves to us that Adar Sheni is the Ikar Adar. We could have responded to the Levush that there's no such proof. The reason why we read the Megillah in Adar Sheni is based on the interpretation of the Machlokas Tanoim in the Gemara itself, in Megillah. There's actually a Machlokas between the Tanoim as to whether the Megillah must be read in Adar Sheni or could be read in Adar Rishon. And the Gemara explains that the basis for that Machlokas is whether you should follow. And both Tanoim agree that you should follow the way we do it every year. But how do you decide the way we do it every year if you have 2 months of Adar? So one Tana says that you should follow the Adar that comes after Shvat, and the other Tana says you should follow the Adar that comes before Nisan. What's the root of the dispute between those Tanoim? So the Tana that says you should follow the Adar that comes after Shvat, i.e. Adar Rishon, says, Eim avir nala mitzvos. If we have an opportunity to perform the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, so we should do it right away, and therefore you should do it in Adar Rishon. The other Tana, the one according to which we paskin, Rav Shmuel Gamliel, who says that we read the Megillah in Adar Sheni, holds not in Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos, but rather that we should be Masmich Geula LeGeula. So if you have Geulas Purim that takes place in Adar, and you have Geulas Mitzrayim that takes place in Nisan on the Chag of Pesach, so you should juxtapose those two Geulos, and therefore you should read Mikra Megillah in Adar Sheni. So it seems like that from the Gemara, at least from this debate amongst the Tanaim, that this question as to when we practice Hilchos Purim is not about which Adar is the objective Adar, but rather about a particular Svara as to where Mikra Megillah belongs. Does it more belong to Chodesh Adar Rishon because of Eim Avir Nala Mitzvos, or does it belong to Adar Sheni because of Smichos Geula LeGeula? However, the Levush doesn't go according to that simple interpretation of the Gemara. The Levush says that from the fact that we practice Hilchos Purim only in Adar Sheni, that implies that Adar Sheni is the objective Adar. So it seems like the Levush reinterprets that Gemara, even in Megillah, with regard to Hilchos Purim, to mean not just that Mikra Megillah belongs in Adar Sheni because of Smichas Geula LeGeula, but that that reflects, that that corroborates the notion that Adar Sheni is the objective Adar. And finally, how would the Levush go about explaining the halacha that in Shtaros, the Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, that when you want to write Adar Rishon in a Shtar, all you have to write is Adar? So the Levush explains that that's because when we used to do Kiddush HaChodesh Api HaRe'iyah, so it would be the case that we wouldn't necessarily know that the year was a leap year until the middle of Chodesh Adar Rishon, or even until its end. And therefore, for the whole middle to end of that first Adar, all of the Shtaros that were composed during that month would read just Adar. They didn't say Adar Rishon because he didn't even know that that year was going to be a leap year. So since when we did Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, Adar was written in a shtar as just Adar. Adar Rishon was written in a shtar as just Adar. So therefore, nowadays, we follow that practice, of course, awaiting the Bias Goel, where we'll also practice Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah and not necessarily follow the general calendar that we follow nowadays. So what emerges from the Levush, and this is the general impression from his comments across Orach Chaim, is that there is an answer to whether there's an objective Adar. That answer is that the objective Adar is Adar Sheni, and whenever you follow the halachos of Adar Rishon, like in Kiddush HaChodesh, so that will be justified based on some other basis, like Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah. That's the position of the Levush. But if we turn to the Ramah, the picture looks very different. It seems like from the Ramah that in truth, there's no objective Adar. It's not the case that Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni is the objective Adar, but rather we have to go on a case-by-case basis and decide based on the din before us whether it belongs in Adar Rishon or in Adar Sheni. How do we know that that's the Ramah's position? So many note an apparent contradiction in Psakim in the Ramah. The Ramah paskins in Siman Nun Hei of Orach Chaim that for a bar mitzvah, we follow Adar Sheni. Now, what does that mean, that for a bar mitzvah, we follow Adar Sheni? So picture the following case. Let's say you have a child who's born in Chodesh Adar. Let's say on Zayin Adar. So the child's born in Zayin Adar in Ashana Pshuta, which means that there were only 12 months in the year that he was born. And then it happens to be that in the year in which he reaches bar mitzvah, that it's actually Ashana Me'uberes. There are 2 months. So in which month should he be considered a bar mitzvah? In which month should he celebrate his bar mitzvah and be nichnas lo'ol mitzvos? Adar Rishon, Zayin Adar Rishon, or Zayin Adar Sheni? So this was a machlokas, and the Ramah paskins that he should follow Adar Sheni, that the bar mitzvah boy is considered a bar mitzvah only in Adar Sheni. So from that psak, it seems like the Ramah considers Adar Sheni to be the Iker Adar, and that's actually the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it. But there seems to be a contradiction to that psak, because later on in Orach Chaim, in Siman Tav Kuf Samaches, the Ramah is addressing the halachos of a yortzeit, when to commemorate a yortzeit, and he says to follow Adar Rishon. So what does that mean, that you follow Adar Rishon when you commemorate a yortzeit? So picture a very similar case. Let's say that your parent was Niftar in Chodesh Adar during a Shana Pshuta, so there were only 12 months. And then either the following year or even years later, let's say especially if the following year for the first Yertzeit, it was a Shana Me'uberes. So when do you commemorate the Yertzeit? Do you do it in Adar Rishon or do you do it in Adar Sheni? So if the Ramah were consistent with his psak with regard to bar mitzvah, we would have expected him to say that you should observe the yortzeit in Adar Sheni. But it happens to be that the Ramah paskins that me'ikar adin, you commemorate the yortzeit in Adar Rishon, not in Adar Sheni. So it seems to be that there's a stira, there's an apparent contradiction in the psakim of the Ramah as to whether we follow Adar Sheni or Adar Rishon. For bar mitzvah, we follow Adar Sheni, whereas for yortzeit, we follow Adar Rishon. So how are we to resolve this apparent contradiction? And I saw in the Sefer Ha'arei Kedem, which quotes a lot of the Shiurim of the Rav, so they quote the Court of Chaim as having noted this apparent contradiction in the Ramah. And he suggests the following resolution, which is essentially to say that there's no objective Adar, which is the point that we're getting at. Really, you have to go on a case-by-case basis and decide based on each din whether it belongs in Adar Rishon or in Adar Sheni. So let's take each of these two dinim of Bar Mitzvah and of Yortzeit. So the Rama says that the Bar Mitzvah belongs in Adar Sheni. Why is that the case? Because a child is considered a Bar Mitzvah upon his onset or upon his entrance into his 14th year. And we cannot consider him to have entered into his 14th year until the 13th year has concluded. And when you have a Shana Me'uberes, the 13th year has not concluded until the conclusion of the second Adar into Chodesh Nisan. So if that's the case, then we cannot say that the child can be considered Nichnas, the Ol Mitzvot and a Bar Mitzvah in Adar Rishon, because his year has not concluded. It's not the 14th year until Adar Sheni has concluded and Nisan has begun. And therefore, if he were born on Zion Adar, for example, he would not be able to celebrate his Bar Mitzvah until Zion Adar Sheni, at which point his 14th year would be considered to have begun. In contrast, the Yortzeit does not depend upon years, but rather depends upon the Yom HaMisa. What is the date of Petira of the relative of the father or mother, of the parent? And if that's the case, so Reb Chaim says, at least the way he's quoted in Harei Kedem, that both Zayin Adar Rishon and Zayin Adar Sheni would be considered the Yom HaMisa. So you should practice the Yortzeit upon the first opportunity, since the first opportunity is in Adar Rishon. So therefore, you do the Yortzeit then, and you're exempted from having to do a Yortzeit again in Adar Sheni. So what emerges from this is that there's no stira in the psakim of the Rama. Rather, what the Rama is really trying to say, he's trying to disavow the notion of the Levush. The Levush holds, according to his general impression, that there's an objective Adar, that being Adar Sheni, and then whenever we follow Adar Rishon, we're going to have to come up with some justification. And the Rama says there is no such phenomenon. There is no objective Adar. When you have a Shana Me'uberes, a year of 13 months, so you have two Adars, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, and you have to decide based on each din whether it belongs in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. And it happens to be that based on the nature of the Bar Mitzvah, it belongs in Adar Sheni, because it depends on the entrance of the next year, whereas for a Yortzeit, it depends on Adar Rishon because it depends on the particular date, which can be attributed either to Zayin Adar Rishon or Zayin Adar Sheni, and therefore you should observe the Yortzeit and commemorate it upon its first opportunity in Adar Rishon. So now if we review the dinim, what emerges is a clear nafkamina between the Levush and the Rama, or at least the Shita associated with the Levush and the Rama, and that pertains to the Yortzeit. For the Shita associated with the Levush, and this is the way that the Mishneh Berurah implies, for the case that we just discussed, where you have a Yortzeit of a parent who died in Chodesh Adar, and then the Yortzeit would the next year is in Ashana Me'uberes, do you commemorate the Yortzeit in Chodesh Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So according to the opinion that there's an objective Adar, you should do it in Adar Sheni, because that's the real Adar, and the parent was Niftar in Chodesh Adar. So therefore, you should wait until Adar Sheni to commemorate the Yortzeit. And indeed, that is one opinion in Halacha. But as we said, the Rama says, no, you don't follow Adar Sheni, you follow Adar Rishon, because there's no objective Adar. You follow Adar Rishon because of the particularities of the commemoration of the Yortzeit, which depends upon the Yom HaMisa, and the first opportunity to commemorate the Yom HaMisa is in Adar Rishon. Happens to be the Halach LaMisa, the Rama mentions that there are Machmirim, and the Gra Paskins this way as well, who say that you should commemorate both, you do both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, and therefore, if you would have the practice to fast on a Yortzeit, you would actually fast on both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni if you had that ability. I see our time is getting late, so I wanted to include some more from our Rav Schechter's Sefer in Be'ikvei Hatzon Simin Beis. For those who are interested, you should check out Rav Schechter's piece there. He has a very interesting piece where he talks about the relationship between the Shemos HaChadashim Bimei Ezra, when we instituted Shemos HaChadashim, and the Luach Bimei Moshe Rabbeinu, when you had just Chodesh Al Pi HaRi'iyah, you had the numbers of the months. What's the relationship between practicing the months according to their number and practicing months according to their name? So Rav Schechter has a very interesting piece in his Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon Simin Beis, and if you'd like to check that out, he also connects it back to a very fundamental Machshava idea, which pertains to one of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim, that HaTorah HaZos Lo Sei Muchlefes. But I see our time is getting late, so I'm not going to go on with that. But just to review what we saw today, Tanai, you saw that there are conflicting implications as to whether you have a Stam Adar being Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni in the Gemara. And we discussed that there might be two approaches to resolving that those conflicting implications. Maybe there is an objective Adar. If that's the case, it's Adar Sheni, and you'd have to explain the dinim that follow Adar Rishon. Or maybe there's no objective Adar, and you have to decide based on each din whether it belongs in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. And we mentioned the two examples of the Bar Mitzvah and a Yortzeit, and we explained how for the Ramah, the Bar Mitzvah really belongs in Adar Sheni, whereas for the Yortzeit, it belongs in Adar Rishon. And if that's the case, then you would merge with an Afkamina between these two approaches as to whether for a Yortzeit, you should follow Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. And Alach Lamaisa, there's Yash Machmirim to do both. Everyone have a great rest of the week and a great Chodesh Adar Rishon.